I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee, Executive Editor at Information Security Media Group. Today I'm speaking with Sofyan El Yadmani, a researcher, ethical hacker, and CEO and co-founder of cybersecurity company Modat. We're going to be discussing a recent research study that the company conducted that found 1.2 million healthcare devices and systems exposed on the internet. Sofyan, how big of a problem is the exposed medical devices that you see on the internet, and what did you find?
Yeah, so we conducted the research over the last few months to see how many healthcare systems are exposed to the internet, and that's focused on the systems that are used by healthcare institutes. Not anything that is not related to healthcare, but only healthcare systems. And we found 1.2 million healthcare devices exposed. That means that they are accessible through the internet, so anyone can actually access them.
Please, with if you have
The correct credentials or the login that you might require. However, many of them have big issues from security vulnerabilities, usage of very weak credentials, and sometimes even default credentials. And that's where the problem becomes bigger and bigger because any attackers or ethical or hacker can actually get into these systems without even spending too much time trying to exploit vulnerabilities. And that's the biggest issue we found.
What kinds of devices and systems seem to be most prone to these issues, and why is this happening?
We found all types of systems that
Includes MRI scans, X-ray systems, systems used by opticians, systems used by dentists, all kinds of systems that are basically recording your scans or medical records, and sometimes even systems used in hospitals to manage rooms in the hospital or accessed by not just employees but also patients. And that's due to not just exposing the systems but also trying to I think the idea that they have is that, oh, we should just have easy passwords. We can understand that these doctors and these nurses or whoever is using these systems have a lot on their plates, of course, on a daily basis, so they use easy passwords. But the exposure plus easy password makes it easier for threat actors and any kind of hackers to actually compromise these systems. And then the damage could be very, very big. We recently saw that one of the organizations have been ransomware in the Netherlands just
1 or 2 weeks after we released our
research. And that's caused a big problem where basically all the data is encrypted, and then the organization behind the data is basically stuck. So either they have to pay the ransom or they have to find a way of decrypting the data. That's what makes it basically problematic for hospitals or all kind of institutes that are operating in the field to actually carry out with their daily tasks.
You mentioned that, there are often, easy passwords that are used. Do you see many incidents where, they just kind of use the default password that comes with the system? Are these also situations where perhaps the passwords were or the credentials were part of a previous compromised and, maybe they were purchased by hackers, even the IT misconfigurations that we often see that people, they might update a system and they don't realize that they didn't put the security back in once they were done. Those sorts of situations. How prevalent is that?
I think
The biggest problem we found, because we didn't try to see any kind of systems or any kind of credentials that have been compromised and used them. We actually just checked first the default credentials. So one of the problems, which is somehow a shared responsibility between the vendors and the clients of these systems, is that there are default credentials that comes with those systems. And that means that the vendor, they create the product and then they sell it to these hospitals and organizations with default credentials. However, in most of the cases we investigate, we found out that they actually don't enforce changing those credentials, meaning that those people will set up those systems in their hospitals without even being enforced to actually change the credentials, which means they will basically just use them as they are. And with easy Googling this kind of systems, you will find out what kind of default credentials are assigned to these devices, and you will be able to log in. That's one problem we found. The second problem is that people use easy credentials because if you are a nurse or a doctor and you have to deal with a lot of use cases on a daily basis, it's kind of hard to deal with very strong passwords, and you have to type it multiple times, or if they have to expire, then you have to type them again. There are other ways to deal with that, of course, and I'm sure there are other, some hospitals are implementing that, but that just makes their life harder, which makes it
Then easy to just
opt for very simple passwords like secret or admin or 123 4 6 7 8 or something like that. So we found really a lot of different use cases.
and the third
One
one.
is basically misconfigurations, where basically they have some misconfigurations on these systems that allow basically bypassing the login, so you don't have to log in at all, or sometimes there's no login at all, and that's even worse, where basically people just disable it. Like you don't even have to put in your credentials, or no two-factor authentication, no MFA, no kind of security. You basically get the URL and then you are in the system already. You don't have to deal with anything. One thing that we noticed is that there are a lot of hospitals. I'm not sure if it's related to financial reasons or some other reasons, but there are a lot of hospitals, not in very specific areas, but worldwide, where they are basically using open source tools like
Open source systems for health.
for healthcare purposes to actually analyze scans, MRI scans, CT scans, and all kind of scans. So those are the most use cases that we have seen. And the most alarming part is that this is not a problem related to, I would say, third world countries or very non-developed countries, but it's actually worldwide. I've seen it in Europe, I've seen it in North America, I've seen it in Africa, so it's everywhere.
What kind of data is leaking, and what are the most concerning things that you've seen? And is there any potential for these exposures to open up these devices for tampering with either the device's functions or the data that gets generated? What do you see that's most concerning?
So we can see all the what we call.
PII information, so you can see your name, first name, last name, birthday, all these kind of information, but we can also see the PHI information, which is the healthcare information of the person, and that's quite intimate. You don't easily share that information or make it accessible to everyone because it's quite intimate, and it becomes a bit problematic sometimes if you are dealing with data that might belong to people in power or people you can actually try to use that data against them, in some cases politicians or people who are have very powerful positions in the community. The other thing that we also see is that those systems just doesn't allow you also only to see the data, but it also allows you to manipulate it, so you can actually change it. And there are researchers that actually prove that they can use some AI machine learning models to actually change scan that is totally saying that you are healthy and make it look like you are actually not healthy and you have cancer or you have something else. So you can tamper with the data. And of course, the most common use case, which is quite financial, is that basically you download the data and you delete it, or you basically encrypt it, and then you have ransomware attacks where basically threat actors try to make money out of this.
So, what should healthcare CISOs, the biomedical people, the IT, and clinical leaders do to address these issues? What can healthcare organizations do to kind of stop this from happening?
Yeah, so from MODAT side.
We worked with two organizations. One of them is Z-Cert, which is responsible of anything related to healthcare within the Netherlands. And also we worked with Health ISEC, which basically works with thousands of healthcare institutes, profit and nonprofits worldwide. We worked with them to report these incidents and report them to their owners and basically help them actually fix these problems. And what we recommend first is that you need to have some sort of monitoring of all kind of your systems. If your systems are accessible through the internet for any reason, although the healthcare systems themselves, like that MRI scanners or all kind of system used on that level, shouldn't be exposed to the internet unless there is a very valid reason. And the only valid reason that we can think about, at least from the last 3, 4, 5 years, is actually COVID, where basically a lot of people had to work remotely, so they might needed to access data remotely. But if that case is happening, you need to implement some sort of two-factor authentication or some sort of encryption using VPNs, putting it behind firewalls, making sure that those systems are not accessible by everyone, but at least there is some sort of
protection around it.
that you need to have specific access to be able to see these systems. So monitoring is really important at this stage because DevOps teams change, all kind of maintaining teams that actually maintain those devices can change. So you might set up in a way you leave the organization, then someone else come in, then they have to build the knowledge about it. And that's where a lot of that's when a lot of issues start happening. And then you see systems start being exposed. We can also monitor over time how systems show up on the internet and disappear and show up again. And then you can see that people are making mistakes or for any reasons, they expose them on the, and then they remove them again from the internet. So monitoring is the first thing. The second thing, if you have to expose those kind of system, implement some sort of protections against it. Make sure that you have two-factor authentication implemented. Make sure you have strong passwords used. And if you have all of these in place, you need to also stay up to date with vulnerabilities that are being detected and reported in this kind of vendors that you are using. If you are using a specific vendor, make sure that you monitor that your system is up to date. If there is a new vulnerability, make sure to patch it as soon as you can. Because once there is a vulnerability that is dropped on the internet, threat actors start exploiting that. We have seen it in many, many cases where they basically start even exploiting it before it's publicly known. If they have some sort of knowledge or they found 0 days themselves. So those are all the measurements we actually encourage organizations to do. But one continuous thing to do is keep monitoring your infrastructure. Those organizations have a lot of systems. They have a lot of services that are exposing to the internet. They need to monitor them and make sure that they don't have any kind of vulnerabilities that they are not patched.
And finally, what else are you keeping an eye on these days when it comes to medical device cybersecurity issues?
Yeah, so this research
Only covered a set of around 70 products that we have been monitoring. And that means products that are purely used in the healthcare systems. It doesn't have to do with any kind of other services that a healthcare organization might have. So we are working on extending that list by studying the industry a bit more, trying to figure out what kind of other systems they are using. And we want to keep an eye on seeing how basically after our research, this evolves and
if organizations are reacting well to that and how they are actually implementing security measurements and dealing with this kind of incidents. So the main follow-up we are doing on this is to extend the list of product that we are monitoring. We have very strong detection on what we call device DNA that actually helps us find this kind of systems, but we want to extend that one to more. We believe that there are more and more systems that are using within the healthcare industry that needs to actually be monitored, and also that might lead to actually more
and more devices that actually are also exposed to the internet and might be vulnerable or have misconfigurations or
having basically the same issues that are targeting
this industry.
I've been speaking to Sofyan El Yadmani. I'm Marianne Kolbezak-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.